the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hey, thank you very much. Darren Boyle is off tonight. Brian Oakman here wishing you a happy Saturday as we have coverage of the Highmore High County Action Club Classic. Two more games coming your way. They played six here in the auditorium in Highmore. We've got another couple to go as we've got starting up the Highmore Herald Pirates in girls basketball taking on the Phillips Scotties. Later on, the Pirate boys will finish off the nightcap as they take on the Burke Cougars. So a couple of good ball games coming your way with John Neff in studio. And again, in for Darren Boyle today, I'm Brian Oakland. Coverage of high school sports on KPLO. Coverage of this Highmore Action Club Classic throughout the day is being made possible by Jan Bussey Ford and CK Cattle and Wager Cattle Company. Also, tonight's coverage of high school sports brought to you in part by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto and Peer, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and by the Jet Lanes. Coverage of this first game of tonight's doubleheader, sponsored in part by Philip Motor, Kennedy Implement, and First National Bank of Philip, also by Mashick Food Center, Highmore Clinic and Rural Healthcare, Heartland State Bank, and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated, by the Highmore Herald, Crystal Volkwardson Agency of American Family Insurance, and Highmore Health. And coverage of high school sports on KPLO is brought to you within the broadcast by the Potsdam State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre, by May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Right Seats, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, and by Darren Boyle Sales. Tune in for the Darren Boyle Sales at the end of each of our quarter breaks when we give you the scoreboard. That is sponsored by Darren Boyle Sales with a lot of farm machinery on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre and online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Again, John Neff in studio. Live ticket from the Highmore Hyde County Memorial Auditorium. We'll be providing the live video streaming as well. And we're very grateful for their assistance in bringing us this game on drgnews.com and the KPLO page, also the DRG News app. You'll be able to see as well as hear these games as we bring them to you on KPLO. We'll open up with a two-minute timeout. Our Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance Agency pregame show comes up. We'll take a look at what has happened today. We'll look at keys to success, starting lineups, and a whole lot more. It's Phillip and Highmore Herald girls basketball coming up. 94.5 KPLO, 100.5 in Pierre, Fort Pierre, and drgnews.com.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsdam State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsdam State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
Good luck, athletes from Kennedy Implement in Philip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Philip.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Philip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Philip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Philip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics athletics and youth activities.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Welcome back to Highmore as we get into our pregame show. Pregame again sponsored by the Becky Potts of a State Farm Insurance Agency with John Neff in studio. I'm Brian Oakland, and let's take a look at what has happened so far. And we should also mention, by the way, that on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, reminds us to that snow means slow. Slow down and drive for the conditions of winter driving. As we give you this basketball game sponsored in part by the Office of Highway Safety. Here's what's happened so far. Today's six games, starting with a girls' contest where Lower Brule knocked off North Central today 67-44. In boys' basketball, as heard on KPLO earlier, Jones County defeating North Central 63-31. Then a bit of a surprise as Jones County easily defeats Harriet Selby area in girls' basketball 54-25. Gregory gets a doubleheader sweep of their opponents. Boys basketball, the Gorillas beat Harriet Selby area 66-42, and the Lady Gorillas a 47-21 win over Leola Frederick area. And having just finished, the Phillips Scotty boys an impressive 62-34 victory over Leola Frederick. And now the Phillips Scotty girls take on Highmore Herald, and again the nightcap tonight has Highmore Herald against the Burke Bulldogs. That's what's happened so far in the Action Club Classic. We'll take another two-minute break and come back and give you the keys to success as we see them coming up for Highmore Herald and Phillip. Girls basketball on the way. This is KPLO.
Don't miss the 5th Annual Production Sale of CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Companies. Saturday, February 12th, 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility, Highmore. Selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 bred heifers. High-quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckeffling.com or call my dad, Chris Effling, 605-769-0142. Sale will be broadcast on DV Auction.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated Foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center is Highmore Pirate Clothing, so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Again in Highmore, back with more of the Pottsville State Farm pregame show. And you just heard from May Adam Law Firm in Pierre, and they provide us the keys to success. No coaches' interviews or conversations with the coaches today, but as we take a look at this contest, we take a look at the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Phillips Scotties. They're coming in with a record of 8-7. Right now, sitting at the number 6 seed out of 10 teams in Region 7B. So Phillips, the Phillip girls would like to get a couple of wins together, obviously, down the stretch, as these girls teams both have 4 games left on their schedule. After today, so 5 including today, It's definitely crunch time if you want to improve your seating and maybe get the best matchup possible as you get into region tournament play. So that's going to be key for both teams coming out. Obviously, this deep into the season, you should be kind of playing some better basketball, perhaps, if you've had some struggles lately. Looking forward to both of these teams playing a good ball game today. But for Phillip, again, kind of guard-oriented. A lot of their attention goes through senior Copper Lures, and she'll get a lot of attention, I'm sure, defensively by the Highmore Herald Pirates. But that'll be up to the rest of the starting five and everybody else on the floor for Coach Ryan Jorgensen and the Phillip Scotties to kind of pitch in and do what they're capable of doing. And I think most importantly is I think Phillip will have a bit of a size disadvantage. In fact, you can see that looking on the floor as they're warming up. Phillip's going to have to get in there and hold Highmore Herald to a one and done when the Pirates are on offense. But they'll have to find ways to get the ball in the hole rather than having shots being blocked. If they try to drive inside, they're going to have to rely on some outside shooting. Hopefully for the Scotties, they'll be able to put some shots down at a pretty good clip. Keys to success for the Highmore Herald Pirates, kind of the reverse of that. Some pretty good size inside. They've been playing pretty well. They have won their last three games, coming in off of a 58-53 win at Lyman a couple of nights ago. They also had a big win over Sunshine Bible Academy, 65-24 on Tuesday night. In that game, the primary post presence for Highmore Herald, Letha Jessen, was able to pour down 32 points. So she's going to be one that Phillip is definitely going to want to stop or at least contain in this ball game if the Scotties look to come out here with a win today. But Highmore Herald, I'm sure they would like to get the ball in the paint as much as possible. And that'll begin their keys to success in this one. Keys are brought to you by May Adam Law Firm in Pier. Another 2-minute timeout. We'll get the voice and the throat issues taken care of, and we'll be back with starting lineups as we've got two games coming up for you here to round out the Highmore Action Club Classic for 2022. 2 minutes coming back. This is high school basketball on 94.5 KPLO.
Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Brentfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Crescent Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Welcome back to Highmore here, KPLO. Brian Oakland with play by play-by-play coming up, but we continue our pregame show with the starting lineups. And the starters are brought to us by Avera Orthopedics of Pierre with the Phillip Scotties, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Here is how they start. They don't have heights in their program, but we'll give you who we know will be out there as the starting five. The guards will be a senior in Allison Williams, and we mentioned Copper Lurs, the senior guard, as one to watch. She'll play a little forward at times as well. Aylin Spry is a sophomore guard, the three-guard set for the Phillip Scotties. The forwards will be Ember Gabriel, the junior, and also Josie Jones, a freshman, playing forward and or center for the Phillip Scotties. With Allison Williams, Copper Lurs, Aylin Spry, and then Ember Gabriel and Josie Jones, the starting five of the 8-7 Phillip Ladies Scotties. Their head coach, Colt Fitzgerald, he is assisted by Ryan Jorgensen. Let's hear from Avera Orthopedics. We're back to give you the Highmore Herald starters when we return with more on KPLO.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Your Avera Orthopedics starting lineups for the home team here tonight. The Highmore Herald Lady Pirates beginning in the guard sets with Courtney Mosier. Now, question whether an ankle issue will allow her to play. And looking on the bench, Courtney Mosier is in uniform. 5'3" senior will start at one guard, along with Emily Scheid, a 5'7" senior. And two other guards include Maddie Knox, a 5'11" senior. Actually, Brooke Palmer was going to be the fifth starter, but she'll come in off the bench. The forwards are Grace Knox, a 5'10" senior, and Letha Jessen at 5'11", and the senior for Highmore Herald. Pirates are 10-5 on the season. The fifth seed currently in Region 2B. Their head coach is Mike Ring. He's assisted by Heather McDonald. Those are your Avera Orthopedics starting lineups. And we've got another starting lineup to give to you. It's the naming of today's game officials. Today's game being brought to you or being sponsored in part by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. They provide to us the law on the court. Officiating tonight's game is Jordan Opp, Chris Frericks, and Darren Lauren, our guys in stripes, and the law on the court. Thanks to them for doing what is often a thankless job on officiating high school sports. Jordan Opp, Chris Frericks, Darren Lauren, the law on the court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office. We'll hear from them, and we'll be back in 30 seconds to tip this one off. You're listening to high school basketball from the Hyde County Action Club Classic in Highmore, 94.5 KPLO and DRGNews.com.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Once again, the law on the court from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office. Jordan Opp, Chris Frericks, Darren Lauren. We're ready for tip-off here. The first of two featuring the Highmore Herald Pirates. It's girls, the Lady Pirates against the Phillip Scotties. Welcome aboard from Highmore. The opening tip is up, and that's brought to you by Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, who treat you like family. They're in Ocoma along Interstate 90. As Highmore Herald taking away the opening tip, which was controlled by Phillip. So a steal in the lane, but now a bad pass for the Lady Pirates as Phillip comes back with it. As you watch this one, the Scotties with it in road black and a nice pass underneath from Copper Lures to finish to Ember Gabriel. And the Scotties will strike first in a 2-0 lead, 30 seconds in. Highmore Herald in home white with the red numbers, black trim. Phillip, right to left, wearing road black with the orange numbers and white trim. Here's a Courtney Mosier three from the right side. This Highmore Herald will take their first lead of the night. Up and under, shot no good here, but going to the free throw line will be the Scotties. Our first whistle of the game is Jordan Opp will put up the name and number of Courtney Mosier as the guilty party. To the free throw line here, Aylin Spry. Shot didn't fall, so she'll get two here. But the first one up, no good. Just a little bit too strong. 3-2. We're just underway. Highmore Herald in front, and a Courtney Mosier three-pointer. Second one for Spry is up. High, arcing shot, but that one a little bit strong off the back of the rim, and it'll ricochet out of bounds to their right and out of bounds on the far side. So the Pirates will get another possession here. Could have a back-and-forth game. The interesting thing about our games today, and Highmore Herald, Coach Mike Ring, the athletic director, always does a good job of getting good matchups, and records-wise, they were all set today, but there have been nothing but blowouts for the most part today. Jessen with a turnaround jump hook, left side is up, no good. Scotty's with it on the other end. Tipped pass as they'll keep it alive. Now on the move is Lurs, slicing and dicing through the left side of the lane, but the scoop layup will not fall. Copper Lurs with the miss there, her first attempt of the night. It's still 3-2 Pirates with 6.5 to play in quarter number one. Over to the right side, near side down to the corner. Pirates send it to Grace Knox. She'll send it all the way across to Mosier. Playing catch with Scheid. Now, Maddie Knox looking for three, but that will not go. A little bit strong. Allison Williams down with a rebound. Lurs with it. Near side. Sends it all the way across. Now a stop and go shot up off the glass. No good. Smallest player on the court is Spry, and she's got an offensive rebound off of the miss from Josie Jones. Pirates will block it away out of bounds. And the Scotties will inbound. Still trailing 3-2. 2 minutes into this one. Lurs off of the inbound. Needs some glass on that three-point attempt. No good, but there's Jones on the backside. She can't get the put back either. And now Highmore Herald back with it. As Phillip misses a couple of opportunities. There's Jessen fouled, and a turnaround jump push, a push hook shot, so to speak, is up and good. And Letha Jessen will go to the free throw line and a chance to finish an old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is called on Allison Williams. That is her first and the first for the Scotties as a team. Jessen, the left-hander. Eyes the mark. Shots off the back of the rim. No good. Highmore Herald had the rebound, but it is taken away by Josie Jones. So 5-2 our score on the move here. And up and in for Copper Lurs in the middle of the lane as the Scotties will pull back within one. Under 5:25 to go. Still first quarter. Ball punched away from Grace Knox in the right corner. Copper Lurs with the quick hands. And from there, Highmore Herald will inbound. Looking right there into Grace Knox. Now another turnaround shot. This time will not go for Jessen. Jones down with another rebound for the Scotties, who are looking for their first lead. Pull-up shot here for Lurs will not go either. A lot of up-and-down action so far, but both teams hoping to shoot the basketball better as this game goes along. Here's a tip and a takeaway for Josie Jones, who gets the steal, but then she'll lose it in the backcourt. There is Jessen to take it right back. Pirates with it, looking to add to a one-point lead and looking for three this time is Maddie Knox, but that's no good. Jones down with another rebound. She seems to be all over the place when the ball is loose off of the rim. Jones wants two. Stepping inside the arc, shot is up, no good. Jessen will rebound off the miss here. Pirates left to right across the timeline. Still 5-4. There's a pass from Mosier underneath the Jessen. Couldn't get her first attempt. Second one won't go either. Second one altered a little bit, but now Lurs off of the rebound. Jones wants three. This time that one rims in and out. No good. And the rebound is knocked away by Jessen. Phillip had position there. Ember Gabriel. Jessen tall enough to knock it away from over the top without being called for the foul here. So 4:14 to play. Phillip will get a new possession. Copper Lurs inbounds off the right side of the key to our left. Quinn Turkelson, a sophomore guard, on for the first time, took the inbound pass. Here's Gabriel for a long two, and she'll call it off the glass and hit. Ember Gabriel with her second bucket. Scotties take the lead back at 6-5. Highmore Herald. Playing catch around the perimeter. On the move to the low baseline. Left side. We'll have a foul called here. And this may go to Carly Coyle, a freshman, or a junior forward, I should say. Nope. Jordan Opp says that goes to Ember Gabriel. That'll be her first. So Coyle is in. Here's the inbound to Jessen. And it is up and in off the glass. Letha Jessen with her second field goal. And Highmore Herald back in front, 7-6, looking for the return and a good two-shot bucket. What am I saying? Two-point shot here for Quinn Turkelson. Her heels were on the arc on the right wing, far side. Sophomores on the board as we seesaw back and forth. 3:20 to play. Turkelson will knock a pass away on the far side, so the Pirates will inbound, ready to set up on that inbound play. Reagan Westcott, a 5'6 sophomore, is on. She will inbound here for Highmore Herald. Looks and finds Grace Knox. Down to the corner, three. This one no good for Mosier. Highmore Herald gets an offensive rebound as Brooke Palmer is there. Another reset here, and more shooting, more passing around the perimeter. This time the three no good for Westcott. And the Scotties will rebound here. Scotty's with Carly Coyle on that rebound. They try to get it underneath the herb, but the pass too strong or too quick, perhaps, from Copper Lures. Phillip will lose it out of bounds. Their third turnover early here. Letha Jessen out in the play stoppage for her first break for the Pirates. Grace Knox, Maddie Knox, they're both in there to provide the size down low, though. This is Grace up to Westcott, quickly inside, but the Scotties knock it away. Now it's into the backcourt. And Maddie Knox will run it down, but Phillip is right there, too. Loose ball picked up by Westcott. She'll have to hurry it back across the timeline here. And it is cleared by Mosier, but there are only 7 seconds left. Now Courtney Mosier with a long three up top. That's no good. And the rebound is collected by the Scotties. Here's Copper Lures short on the layup left side. And Highmore Herald in for another rebound. Left to right across the timeline. Nice lob inside, and it is Grace Knox from Maddie Knox up and in for two. Grace might have gotten a little bit of a push from behind on that, but she's able to get the shot down. That's 5 lead changes. We've seesawed back and forth quite a bit here. Shot from the free throw line up, no good. Number 33, who I do not have in the program. So I'm not quite sure who that is. Unless it's supposed to be perhaps 35, could be Bryn Heltzel. Three up top once again for Highmore Herald, no good, but underneath, and we've got a blocked shot, and that'll be out of bounds. Brooke Palmer kept it alive. Jessen will come back in. Grace Knox out for the Pirates here on their home floor. Once again hosting the Action Club Classic. The inbound comes straight to Jessen, and a bunny is up and in from the left side. So now a three-point lead for Highmore Herald as Lures sets it up into Heltzel, but she will walk with it, just dribbled with it, but ended up losing control of that basketball. And then carried it with her before putting the shot up. That is Heltzel. Actually, Heltzel wears number 33 in black, 35, when they have their home jerseys on. 11-8, Highmore Herald by three so far. 1:09 to go, quarter number one. First of two that we have for you tonight here on a Saturday night. High school basketball on KPLO. Pirates work it back into Jessen. Turnaround this time is up no good, and we'll have a rebounding foul here. Phillip will get the rebound as Ember Gabriel sneaks her way in among the trees and pulls it down. The foul goes to Brooke Palmer for the Pirates. Both teams with two fouls here in the early going in the final minute, quarter number one. Pass into Heltzel. Back up top now. This is Madison Reckling. She's on for the first time tonight for Phillip. And a pass off of the leg that goes into the backcourt. Off of the leg of one of the Pirates, it's Reckling who has to run it down. Now they've got to get it back up across. Ooh, a hard screen here. And Highmore Herald with a player down. That's Brooke Palmer. Highmore fans want to foul across the way, but it looked like the screen was set by Carly Coyle, and she stood her ground. I didn't see that she maybe made a push. We couldn't really see what was going on in front of Carly Coyle. Palmer is up, ready to go again, though. Good thing there. 25 seconds counting down. Shot clock is off. The Pirates can play for the last shot. They lead 11-8 as they spread the floor here. Catch around the top. The 2-3 zone playing rundown. Reckling takes a swat at the ball. Couldn't get it. High post to Jessen. Up top, Maddie Knox wants three. Loose ball underneath on her knees. It's Palmer coming up with it. Or actually, Palmer had the last shot. It was Knox underneath with the offensive rebound. But Pirates will come up empty here to close out our first quarter of play. But on the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard, Highmore Herald leads the Phillips Scotties 11-8. See the lot to farm machinery on Sale Barn Road and online too, DarrenBoyleSales.com. As we pause for 60 seconds, going to quarter number two next. You're listening to Regional High School Basketball on KPLO.
If you're looking for a heck of a great deal on your next vehicle, then Philip Motor is the place for you. For over 30 years, Philip Motor has helped farmers, ranchers, and city folk find the perfect vehicle at a great price. Whether you're looking for a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Lincoln, Ram truck, or quality used vehicle, you'll always find a better deal at Philip Motor. Swing by the lot today or call 859-2585 and see what the guys can do for you. Philip Motor, just off Highway 73 in Philip, or check out their entire inventory anytime on their website, philipmotor.com.
Good luck, athletes from Kennedy Implement in Philip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Philip.
Back in Highmore, neither team spent a lot of time in that quarter break. Highmore Herald already with that first possession, but a steal by Copper Lures tipped and taken away by the Scotties, and an inside bunny missed by Josie Jones. Meanwhile, as two officials discussed, they'll call the third one over here. Josie Jones tied up with one of the Pirates, trying to bring that shot down. Order restored, and the Scotties will inbound as Lures gets it in. Far side on the wing. Ember Gabriel up top, now back inside. Hook shot up and out. No good for Josie Jones. Well, the lid stays on for both teams here. 11-8, Pirates lead as they've got it here early second period. And they shot unofficially 5 of 17 in the first period. 3 from the right side is too strong. Jones will catch it on the fly. Off of the miss from Maddie Knox. Highmore Herald 1 out of 7 in the first quarter from long range. We mentioned 5 of 17 on the floor overall. Phillip 4 of 13 overall. Faking 3, stepping inside the arc. Josie Jones puts another one up, but this one off the mark. No good. Grace Knox with the rebound this time. Pirates will get Mosier to bring it across the timeline. Emily Scheid back in there to start the second period. Here's Mosier launching a 3. Left side, no good. Scheid will knock it away from Lures and out of bounds. Mosier hit her first from long range tonight, but has missed a few more since. And the rest of the team has as well, as scoring continues to stay a little bit slow. But so far, competitive basketball game here. Matchups earlier today have been a lot of blowouts. Loose ball. Gabriel, though, will push it to Allison Williams. She'll try a 3, but this one from the left wing goes over the top of everything. So both teams continue to struggle in the scoring column. Still 11-8, our first quarter score intact with 6:15 counting down quarter number two. Pirates set it up to Scheid, swing it around the perimeter to the right side, and a pass here too tall. As Mosier was looking to get it underneath the Letha Jessen, that's out of bounds, turnover number 4 for Highmore Herald. 11-8. Continuing, Lures will bring it across the timeline. She'll get a high screen. Pass into the high post as Jones turns around, wants to lean in for a shot. She is fouled in the act, and Josie Jones will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Stopping the clock at 5:59. This is team foul number three for Highmore Herald, and Grace Knox picks up her first personal. So Jones at the stripe. The first one is in and out. No good. Phillip 0 for 3 from the line so far. Scotty's subbing in Carly Coyle for Aylin Spry. And Emily Scheid is out for the Pirates as well. Reagan Westcott back in for the red and the white and the black. Another one off the back of the rim. No good. Phillip unable to handle the rebound. It'll be run down by Maddie Knox. And left to right come the Pirates again. Looking for offense. Neither team scoring yet here in the second period. Still 11-8. Here's a three for Westcott that was online, but it's just off the back of the rim. No good. And it'll be run down by the Scotties. Quickly up ahead. Copper Lures wants to get something going. Here is Gabriel from the free throw line. That won't go as Jessen comes in for the board. Still 11-8. 5:25 to go. We're in the second period. 5:25 left in the first half. Here's Mosier on the right wing. Near side, backing off Knox. Pass is tipped as Lurs got a hand on that one. Caught from there by Coyle. Here come the Scotties again, right to left. Bad pass inside. It'll be picked up, and now a blocking foul called on the floor. This goes against Phillip. Is Mosier there to pick up a loose basketball? Phillip will turn it over for the sixth time here in the first half. Josie Jones checking out for the Scotties. Diamond Lures, a sophomore forward, in for the first time tonight. Scotties continue in the 2-3 zone. And the dribble knocked away. Mosier tried to run it down, but once she hit it, she'll dribble it out of bounds. I don't think that she really had to get a hand on that, but she was the last to touch. And somebody's got their flashlight on their phone across the way. It's unbeknownst to them that it is on, and they want to turn that off. She just found that out. You ever have that happen? It happens to me all the time. 4:57 left here in the second period. Order is restored once again. Still 11-8. We've gone 3 minutes into the second quarter with no scoring. Our first quarter score still intact. As both teams continue to struggle to generate some offense. And here is Ember Gabriel with an illegal screen underneath. She'll be called for an offensive foul. That'll be her second personal. Team foul number 4 for Phillip. And Gabriel will check out. Bryn Heltzel, the senior center, back on. So here come the Pirates once again. They still lead 11-8. Grace Knox with it to Westcott up top and around through Brooke Palmer, who's in there, back to the other side. Palmer up top with it again. Reagan Westcott inside to Jessen. Turn around, didn't use the glass. Rebound, anybody's ball, and it'll trickle out of bounds. Last touched by Copper Lures as Highmore Herald will get another possession. Dodging a bit of a bullet there, but Jessen had that turnaround, might have rushed the shot, just didn't kiss it off the square. 4:25 to go, first half. Pirates get it in. From the corner, back to the corner. Here is Courtney Mosier for three. Good. Second three ball down for Courtney. And finally, we have scoring in the second period. 14-8, Highmore Herald in front. And a baseline drive here. And a shot up for Carly Coyle with the left hand. We've got a foul called from the Pirates. And that goes to Reagan Westcott. So two shots coming here for Carly Coyle. Phillip with their third trip to the line so far, 0 for 4, but now Coyle will end that string of misses with the first one down here. First point for the Scotties in the second half, or second period so far. Second free throw up, and off the back of the rim, no good. Jessen knocks the rebound away, but cannot run it down. It'll still be Phillip basketball off of the end of the Pirate bench. Jessen tried to get her coach involved by tipping the rebound to him, but that didn't happen. But nonetheless, here is a steal. That's Brooke Palmer who got in there to take it away. Pirates with it back in a five-point lead. Left corner, Knox. Palmer, Westcott, Mosier. Fakes three again. Didn't have enough time to pull the trigger on that. Now a short pass, but still run down by Westcott. 10 on the shot clock for the Pirates here. Mosier, 1-3 again. Still no time. Carly Coyle in that zone ran it down, but Westcott tries a three. Loose basketball will be picked up by Lurs. Up ahead, here's Williams, and good straight-up defense. No, not this time. Mosier is called for the blocking foul on Williams. Williams on the move. That's the fifth for the Pirates here. I thought that was Mosier. It was Westcott with her second. Here's Lurs on the move off the glass, but it rims in and out. No good. Rebound is down to Grace Knox. Topper Lurs struggling to just 2 points so far. It's still 14-9 Pirates. 3:10 to go. We're in the first half, second period. Knox to Mosier with space this time. That went online, but off the back of the rim and a long ricochet away and out of bounds. Courtney Mosier has hit a couple, but she's 2 out of 7 overall now from long range. Then it'll be Scotty's basketball. With 3:05 to go, second period. Williams is out for the Scotties. Aylin Spry back in, and she'll set it up. First pass inside to Heltzel, quickly out to Lurs. Now they get it back in Heltzel, and again outside of the corner. Lurs on the turnaround, pass is tipped. Collected in there. Shot off the glass, though, no good for the miss of Diamond Lurs. And it is Jessen with the rebound. The Pirates on the move again. Working with it left side. Knox to the corner. Back out and around. Mosier now to Maddie Knox. Right side. Grace on the baseline again. Left alone. Shot is up and good. It's a long two. And Maddie Knox and Grace Knox working well for the second time tonight. Grace with the basket and a timeout called by the Scotties. 16-9 our score. 7-point lead, a 30-second break. Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra, and we're back after a 30-second timeout. This is high school basketball on KPLO.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
A couple of buckets now for Highmore Herald as they open up a 7-point lead here in the second period. 2:15 to play. Welcome back. And timeouts brought to you by Agtegra, reminding farmers acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Scotty's working inside to Diamond Lurs. She tries a left-handed hook, but that is blocked and taken away by Grace Knox. Now on the Pirate business end of the floor, Knox tries to work it inside to Letha Jessen. Letha is fouled from behind by Bryn Heltzel. That'll be Bryn's first. Both teams with 5 fouls here in the first half. Inbound into traffic, but taken by Knox. She'll bring it out around the perimeter and Highmore Herald to set up their offense. Maddie Knox inside pass may or may not have been there, but it was tipped. Controlled by the Pirates. Mosier fakes three, drives again, and now a push and a little hand check that this time will go to Aylin Spry. So with 1:41 left in the first half, that's number 6 as a team for Phillip. Pirates inbound off the left side of the key. They get it back to Mosier, open for three in the corner, and it's good. Courtney Mosier now with 3 bombs. She has 9 points. The lead grows to 10 at 19-9. It is an 8-1 advantage for Highmore Herald so far here in the second period with 1:21 to go as the Scotties work it underneath. Diamond Lurs feeding to Copper Lurs. Copper fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2. Brooke Palmer with her second personal. And Mike Ring will have to get somebody in there in her place as the Burke Cougar boys basketball team walks in. Copper Lures unable to hit the first of two. Both teams, Phillip in particular, struggling from the free throw line. And now as these Cougar boys continue in, Palmer wants to check out, but she had to wait for them as they appeared to have the right of way. Now the coach is coming in as well. Lures with one more coming from the free throw line. And the lefty puts this one up. Can't get that one to go. Jessen will reach for the rebound to haul it in. Scotty's 1-for-8 so far from the stripe. They trail by 10 here, 19-9. Knox wants 3 this time, and that is Grace. Highmore Herald starting to heat up a little bit, especially from long range. Opening up a 13-point lead, 22-9. Josie Jones back in. Drives, nowhere to go. She'll kick it back to Spry off the glass here on a wild shot, but up no good. Knox will knock the rebound away and out of bounds. And the Scotties will get another opportunity. Quick sub coming in here, Ember Gabriel. The junior forward in, Bryn Heltzel will check out. 50 seconds, 5-0 to go. Second period, 22-9, Highmore Herald. Scotties on just a single point so far here in quarter number two. And on the move is Gabriel. Loses her footing, and the pass is wayward, looking for Carly Coyle on the outside. Turnover number 9 here for Phillip, as the Pirates will take it again. About a 3-second difference between shot clock and game clock. 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Grace Knox in the right corner, works it inside off the block. Letha Jessen, tough shot of the turnaround, kept alive on the backside by Maddie Knox. Can't get the putback, but Maddie Knox will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Highmore Herald. 20 seconds to play here, quarter number 2. Foul called on Josie Jones for Phillip Area. Her first, Maddie Knox gets the first one to go. 23-9, Pirates on top. And the second free throw is good. That one rattles home as well. 2-for-3 for the Pirates on the stripe tonight. And now they've got a 13-1 advantage here going in the second period. Coming down to halftime, Phillip would love to get one field goal down. Somehow, some way. Carly Coyle on the move. Back to Lures. Didn't get to her. It comes to Spry with 3 to shoot. Scotty's trying to get it inside. They don't get a shot off, and they'll settle for just the 1 point here in the second period. On the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard, we'll go to halftime. Highmore Herald leading the Phillip Scotties by the score of 24-9. Farm machinery and equipment on the lot on Sale Barn Road at Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre, and online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. As we pause for 2 minutes, we'll go to the halftime break. Halftime brought to you by Byright Seeds, your Ray Hybrid dealer. As you're listening to regional high school basketball from the Hyde County Action Club Classic in Highmore, this is KPLO at DRGNews.com.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Byright Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
At Tyson Machinery, they know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial genuine parts. For CNH Industrial genuine parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Welcome back to the High County Memorial Auditorium. It's the Action Club Classic for 2022. This is game number 7 of 8 being played, our fourth and final girls basketball contest. We still have Highmore Herald and Burke Boys coming up a little bit later on. Brian Oakland in place of Darren Boyle here this evening. Hope your Saturday is going well so far for Highmore Herald. Even though it's been a bit of a slow night, they're doing just fine. Phillip has had a bit of a slower night offensively. As the Pirates led the Scotties 11-8 at the end of one, and we went 3.5 minutes or so before anybody scored in that second period, but then Highmore Herald got hot from outside. They hit three threes down the stretch, and a 13-1 scoring advantage has the Pirates up by 15 here at intermission, 24-9. This is our By Right Seeds halftime break here in KPLO High School Sports. As we take a look at the stats in this one, the Pirates go 5 of 17 first quarter, 4 of 11 in the second period for 9 out of 28 overall on the night, and they have hit 4 threes in 15 tries from outside the arc. Also 2 of 3 from the free throw line. With 3 of those 4 threes, Courtney Mosier leads the Pirates with 9 points. Good to have Courtney out there for Highmore Herald. An ankle injury was threatening to keep her out of action tonight, but she's been looking pretty good so far, leading all scorers with 9 points. In fact, she has matched Phillips' first half scoring total all by herself with those 3 threes. Grace Knox has a 3-pointer and a 7-point first half as well. Letha Jessen has been held to 6 points so far. She's had her looks inside, but just 3 field goals down to this point. Maddie Knox with 2 as well for the Pirates. For Phillip area, obviously it's been a struggle. 4 of 13 in the first period. Nothing out of 9 in the second period on the floor. Only 2 tries outside the arc. Both missed. So 4 out of 22 overall. And a 1 for 8 effort from the free throw line. So they've gotten to the stripe, but they haven't been able to shoot much better from there than what they're getting and those opportunities on the floor this evening. And they trail 24-9. Amber Gabriel has 4 points. Quinn Turkelson off the bench. And Copper Lurs, who has been held to just 2. Carly Coyle with 1 free throw down as well. A lot of misses tonight, so we do have a lot of rebounding so far. 18-14, the advantage to Highmore Herald with a 5-2 edge on the offensive glass. We'll get you some individual rebounding stats a little bit later on. Turnovers are numbering 9 for Phillip, 5 for Highmore Herald, and the Pirates have a 7-2 advantage in the assist column so far as well. Highmore Herald on top, 24-9. Let's take another 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, preview the boys' half of our evening doubleheader here when we return with more from the Action Club Classic in Highmore on KPLO.
DRG Media Group and Andrea Royer Studio are giving you a chance to win unlimited yoga classes for a year. Enter the contest daily on your favorite DRG Media Group station page on drgnews.com now until World Yoga Day on February 22nd. Be watching for the 40 Days of Yoga coming in March to the Andrea Royer Studio.
This contest is made possible by our friends at Lindane Used Furniture and More, the Long Branch, River City's Public Transit, Eisman Homes, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop, and Andrea Royer Studio.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Good luck, athletes, from Kennedy Implement in Philip. Stop by Kennedy Implement and check out their large inventory of new and used farm equipment. From loader tractors, haying equipment, skid steers, and everything in between, Kennedy Implement has what you need to get the job done right in a timely fashion, too. Kennedy Implement carries New Holland, McCormick, Woods, and many other preferred manufacturers. Stop by and let them know how they can help you. Kennedy Implement in Philip.
Building communities, building futures. That's what the extracurricular activities do through the youth of today. And First National Bank in Philip is proud to be a part of this community. When we invest our money locally, our hometown and our community grows. When we put our money in our local bank, it helps build our community. Remember First National Bank in Philip when it comes to IRAs or other investments too. Bank with your neighbors and friends. First National Bank in Philip, member FDIC. Proud sponsor of high school athletics and youth activities.
Back in Highmore, continuing our Ray Hybrids halftime break. It's 24-9 in the girls' game here. Highmore Herald leading Philip. And once again, we still have one more game, an eighth and final ball game coming up a little bit later on as the Highmore Herald Pirate Boys coming in with a record of 8-6. They'll take on a very good Burt Cougar squad, 11-2 so far on the year for the Burt Cougars as they continue to work very well over the course of the season. You know, I was thinking about that Burt program. It really wasn't all that long that that Burke had an undefeated regular season. They went into the state tournament. Looked, we saw them performing up in Aberdeen that particular year, doing quite well. This program down in Burke, I don't know that basketball is the first sport you think of, but they've got something working down there in Burke. And right now, a tough team coming in here to Highmore to take on the Pirates. That'll be the second half of our double header. So looking forward to that one a little bit later on. John Neff in studio, Brian Oakland here for Darren Boyle, who's a little bit under the weather today. Kind of picked a bad day to not be able to give us high school basketball, but Darren will be back at it hopefully in the week ahead as more high school basketball is on the way. 94.5 KPLO, drgnews.com. Should mention that you are listening to 94.5 KPLO, Reliance and Chamberlain, and 100.5 FM in Pierre and Fort Pierre. We're a member of DRG Media Group, and you are also able to see this game as well as hear it on drgnews.com. Getting ready to go to the second half. Second half throw-in, like the opening tip, is sponsored by Riverview Chevrolet and Buick in Oklahoma. Stop in for a test drive or an oil change, and whatever the service they provide to you, they'll treat you like family. And you can look up more at RiverviewFamily.com. Courtney Mosier for the Highmore Herald Pirates gets another three-pointer to start our third quarter of play in the second half. And now Phillip with a pass that's tipped and taken away inside. So things going well the way Highmore Herald ended the first half, but not so well for the Scotties, even though a nice hands play by Josie Jones stepping in front of a Pirate pass, and now a loose ball on the floor to the right. As Highmore Herald was the last to touch, it'll go out of bounds. Teams have switched directions, and right now, Phillip heading from left to right in road black. Early in the second period, Copper lures. Josie Jones leading the way. Allison Williams as well. Here's a drive for Jones off the feed from Williams, and that layup will not fall. Jessen with the rebound. There's the kind of night it's been for the Scotties so far. You see Bryn Heltzel in early. Drew Turkelson, also an eighth grader, playing some guard to start the second half for the Scotties. It just has not gone well for some of the regulars here for the Scotties, or anybody else in black and orange for that matter. A turnaround for Jessen is too strong, and Maddie Knox is over the back of Josie Jones. And Maddie will pick up her first personal foul, first whistle of the second half. Mentioned some unofficial individual rebounding efforts. Josie Jones just picked up her sixth unofficially for the Scotties. Here's a Copper Lures left-handed scoop. Nice drive, but couldn't get the finish. Maddie Knox with the rebound. She's been pulling quite a number of those down for the Pirates as well. Pass across the lane here to Grace Knox, the left-hander, no good. Maddie Knox with the putback here, and that won't go. And then the Pirates are the last to touch. Out of bounds once again, so now the lid continues to stay closed. Maddie Knox unofficially with six rebounds so far. Grace has been pulling them down as well with four. Unofficially, of course. Scotties, after a pass was knocked away out of bounds, a long bounce pass here from Williams looking inside to Heltzel, but that's knocked away by Maddie Knox. And the Scotties will inbound over toward the corner, far side to the right. It comes into Jones, who fires a three, but that's up no good. Lures keeping it alive, gets the offensive rebound, fouled on the way back up. Scotty's unable to get the ball to fall, but they will go to the free throw line here. Foul number two for the Pirates in the second half is the first personal for Letha Jessen on the night. So Lures, a couple of free throw opportunities. The first one good here. First point for Phillip in the second half. We're just 2 minutes and change gone by. 5:53 to go, third quarter. Second one for Lures, also good. 4 points for Copper, now 27-11. Pirates moving from right to left in home white. Here in the second half, Knox fakes three, got Jones to commit, but Grace puts it on the floor. Now inside to Jessen, can't get that left-hander to go. Got her own rebound, will put the put back up and in. Letha Jessen with the second chance basket. Pirates lead by 18. Drew Turkelson left side, down lower to the corner. Lures on the move and gets interrupted as Knox will get a tip and a takeaway. Lures ended up on the floor, catches back up. The Pirates moving on offense here. Grace Knox pulls the trigger for three in the corner. That's no good, and Copper Lures will rebound here. Copper still with it across the timeline. Turkelson to the near side. Jones to the wing with Williams. Now Jones gets it back, eyes the three, thought about it, doesn't shoot. Lures with it now. Williams on the move, and it was Emily Scheid who got in there, got a hand on it to knock it away and out of bounds. Scheid will check out. Maddie Knox as well. First substitutions of quarter number three with Reagan Westcott and Brooke Palmer in for Highmore Herald. 13 on the shot clock off of the inbound for the Scotties. As they'll have to hurry just a little bit. Turkelson's on the move. Challenges Letha Jessen, much taller. That one almost goes, but Drew Turkelson misses. Jessen has the rebound for Highmore Herald. Phillip getting a little more aggressive, I think, in driving the paint. There's a turnaround again for Jessen. 3-4 bounces on the rim, and finally that shot will fall. Letha Jessen now with 10 points all of a sudden. Courtney Mosier with four threes, 12 points. Turkelson for three is good. Well, maybe that's why the eighth grader was in there to start the second half. Drew Turkelson reigns in her first three-point attempt of the night, 31-14. Updated score here. Halfway through quarter number three, a baseline shot here for Westcott on the left side will not go. And the Pirates will knock it away out of bounds. Check it. That was Brooke Palmer, I believe, 23, rather than 21, Reagan Westcott. Ellie Williams is out. Bryn Heltzel will join her. Ember Gabriel is in, and so is Carly Coyle. Gabriel, one of the starting forwards for the Scotties, but did have two fouls in that first half. Drew Turkelson fakes the drive, finds Gabriel. Got to pick up the dribble here, but she'll lose it. Into the hands of Grace Knox. Turnover number 12 for the Scotties. Mosier will bring it across the timeline. First to Palmer, left side. There's Jessen again. Jumper here won't go, and it is a foul for Grace Knox over the back of Copper Lures. So Grace will pick up her second. Highmore Herald has three players with two fouls each now. Grace Knox, Brooke Palmer, and Reagan Westcott. Ember Gabriel of Phillip, the only one with that many for the Scotties. 3:20 to go. Here's Turkelson to the free throw line. Puts the runner up off the glass, but that'll rim in and out. No good. Grace Knox rebounds. I've seen... Here's a tip, almost a takeaway for Drew Turkelson. Highmore Herald trying to save it, and they will get it off of the body of Drew Turkelson. That's a good hustle play there for Reagan Westcott. Phillips going to take a timeout here for Ryan Jorgensen. Timeout from AgTegra, reminding you acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. We're back in 30 seconds. Pirates lead 31-14 on KPLO.
At Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore, we've been building partnerships for life by treating our customers right, offering you a low-pressure sales process, no haggling over price, passing our low overhead savings on to you, providing a Ford-certified service department with four senior master technicians, fixing it right the very first time. We carry a good selection of new Fords and pre-owned, new or used ATVs, and all the top brands and trailers, including Aluma, Wilson, Sharp, PJ, and Big Tex. Stop by Jan Bussey Ford and Highmore or shop online at PioneerGarage.com.
Back in Highmore once again. Here's Saturday night basketball. Pirates off of the inbound, but it's knocked away by the Scotties again in the corner, far side, with 3:02 to play, third quarter, 31-14. Pirates led by 15 at intermission. Here's a Copper Lures tip and steal, picked off by Gabriel. Lures on the move. Pirates have expanded that lead to 17. Gabriel unable to hit. A save underneath for Lures, and she threw it out to the area around half court where Quinn Turkelson was unable to run it down. That won't be a turnover. That was just a rebounding attempt that didn't work out, even though it was a miss of an air ball. But 2:45 to go. Highmore Herald with it back. Still in the third period. Pirates work it into Grace Knox. Beautiful move, and she'll get a foul. Helping defense by Ember Gabriel. Ember is surprised that she got called for the foul, but that was Knox faking to the inside to her right and then back to the left. She kisses it off the glass. Good for two. And a chance at a three-point play with Gabriel's third personal foul. Knox is good on the free throw. Three-point advance for the Pirates. They lead by 20 for the first time now, 34-14. 2:30 to go. We're in the third. Coyle to Lures. She'll back off and fire a three and burn it down. Copper Lures with a long one here. 34-17. Copper, I think, feeling a little bit of pressure maybe to start heating up a little bit. Now she gets a hands play. Defensive takeaway. Lures with her third steal. Nice pass inside. Coyle to Gabriel. Too strong off the glass, and we'll have a jump ball. As Gabriel hits the deck, this one will stay with Phillip. So the Scotties will inbound underneath. Off the left side of the key and even. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Quinn Turkelson will heave it in. Taken by Drew Turkelson. Drew will get it back from Quinn, and now a pass to Lures. Too much zip on that one, and a jump ball down to the baseline, and this will be a turnover. The arrow points to the Pirates here. At the 150 mark of quarter number three. Drew Turkelson out. Tell you what, from just a handful of minutes watching that young lady as an eighth grader, I think Phillips got something something worth keeping an eye on coming up in the next few years. Aylin Spry, the sophomore, back in. Lob pass underneath to Knox. Grace Knox playing the post as Letha Jessen has been out for a few minutes, but Letha quickly back in now. As Grace unable to handle the pass inside. That's the ninth turnover for Highmore Herald. 34-17. Scotties will come left to right. We're in the third quarter. Low scoring game. Tough going for the Scottish shooters in that first half, and they hit just 4 out of 22, none of them in the second period. Quinn Turkelson on the drive will not get it to fall. Maddie Knox with the rebound. Pirates across with it. They get it into Jessen. She'll put it on the floor. Nowhere to go. Back outside, Reagan Westcott is in. So too Brooke Palmer as she tries to get it in from the corner, but that is tipped by Gabriel. And another takeaway. Copper Lurs sees a lane. Left side gets tripped up. She'll go to the free throw line. Shot would not fall. Hearing a fan across the way asking for a travel. There may have been a travel, but you had a foul to cause that in this case. So 55 seconds to play in the third. It's Lurs to the free throw line. Foul goes to Jessen. That's her second as Lurs unable to hit the first. Copper missed her first two, got her second two. Now misses this one here. We'll try to get one of them down on this trip to Charity Town. And that one off the back of the rim. Then the front of the rim, no good, but it comes down into the hands of Quinn Turkelson, who drives and cannot score. And the Pirates are down with it here. Highmore Herald setting it up, working it into Jessen. Little push from behind, shot no good, gets her own rebound, and then is fouled on the way back up. Letha Jessen is really starting to become the key factor in this game, really on both ends of the floor, but especially for the Highmore Herald offense. That is definitely their focal point of the offense, as Ember Gabriel now picks up her fourth personal foul. First one here for Jessen, rainmaker, and it swishes through. Her first free throw in two tries tonight. Bryn Heltzel checking in for Gabriel, who is out now with four fouls here, 39 seconds still to play, third period. Jessen will try another. And that one off the back of the rim, no good, as Lurs will rebound for Phillip Area. 13 points, though, for Letha Jessen. Here's Heltzel from the left elbow. That one will not go. And the rebound down here to Brooke Palmer, who will get fouled at around half court. Aylin Spry, nope, it's 1-0. That is Copper Lurs, her first, going after a steal. Quinn Turkelson out. Josie Jones back in. And the inbound from across the way for the Pirates. They'll keep it along the baseline, and Brooke Palmer will be held up. Boy, Brooke trying to keep the ball up high, inadvertently threw an elbow, and I think she connected to the cheek of Josie Jones. But Jones, reaching back, is called for the foul. The inbound comes to Emily Scheid. Scheid back on for the Pirates here. 15 seconds to play, third quarter. Shot clock is off as the Pirates lead 35 to 17, Brooke Palmer shuffles the steps here in a traveling violation. We'll give it back to Phillip for 10 seconds to try to close out the third period with something positive. So here comes Spry with it left to right to Jones, working inside. No, stolen on the intercept by Maddie Knox. Quick shot, free throw line on the back of the rim for Jessen will not go. And our third period comes to an end. On the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard, it's Highmore Herald 35 and Phillips 17. The scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. You'll find the lot of farm machinery and equipment on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre and online as well. DarrenBoyleSales.com. Let's pause for 60 seconds. Go to the fourth next. This is high school basketball on KPLO.
Don't miss the 5th annual production sale of CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Companies, Saturday, February 12th, 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility, Highmore, selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 bred heifers. High-quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckeffling.com or call my dad, Chris Effling, 605-769-0142. Sale will be broadcast on DV Auction.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. They carry the finest fresh produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloins. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate Clothing so you can show your school spirit. They welcome WIC and food stamps and are open 7 days a week. They're proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center in Highmore.
Welcome back to Highmore as the Scotties start on the first possession of the fourth quarter and a drive by Allison Williams with the layup put up and in. Letha Jessen missing on the Highmore Herald end. Now Copper Lures misses from three, misses from two as well. Got her own rebound, but loses it here. Jessen and company back the other way, and a good pass here. Courtney Mosier to the backside to Emily Scheid, who will put her first basket up and in. Phillip wants a quick three. Drew Turkelson can't get this one as Lures runs it down, but there's a foul called on the Pirates. And this will be their fourth, or is it fifth as a team? Looks like number five. And that one goes to Scheid, her first. First minute gone by. 37-19 our score. Josie Jones for three off the glass and good. Josie Jones' first field goal of the night. It's been tough to score for a lot of Scotties, but Jones in particular. Here's over pursuit. Maddie Knox decides against the three. Probably a good decision. Jessen fouled on the way up here on the turnaround left-handed shot. Bryn Heltzel will pick up number two, and Jessen will go to the free throw line. Number 33 for Phillip, following number 33 for Highmore Herald. 6:43 left here in the fourth quarter. Low scoring contest. Jessen rattles the first two home here. Ms. Heltzel checks out, and Ember Gabriel, four fouls back in there here for the Phillip Scotties. Second one for Jessen. No go this time. Rebound down to Gabriel, and here comes Jones on the drive. Nice layup. That's up and in. Josie Jones with two field goals in a row now, 5 points unanswered, and suddenly the Scotties are back within 14, 38-24. Phillip has struggled all night long, so it seems like it's a tall task, and maybe it is, but right now Phillip has a little momentum, and there is still plenty of time for them to get back into this game. Courtney Mosier from half court takes it back, right to left, across the timeline, setting things up into Jessen. Nice pass there on the left side drive. Maddie Knox is unable to hit, and we've got a foul. As Gabriel was there to rebound, she gets put to the deck, and Jessen will be called for her third. Boy, missed opportunity there for the Pirates. Again, if you're Highmore Herald, you definitely are looking for a defensive stop here, but Jones wants another three. This one pushed up long. Maddie Knox with another rebound. Phillip in the area in the back court. As it's taken away by Drew Turkelson, she gets it to Lures, and then we've got a tie-up and a foul called on the Pirates here. And suddenly the Pirates have seven fouls as a team. Courtney Mosier with her second personal. And this puts Phillip in the bonus. So, Copper Lures, the 1-1. The front end is good. She'll earn another. Jones just about got in there a little too early. Phillip back within 13, a chance to make it a 12-point deficit if Copper Lures puts another one home. This one is up and down. Copper Lures, 7 points in the second half. She has nine. It's 38-26, 5:50 to play in regulation. Here's Jessen, turnaround. That's good. Letha Jessen from Courtney Mosier with the assist, 40-26. Turkleson setting things up to Gabriel inside, out to Allison Williams for three. Williams with 5 points in the game, all here in the fourth quarter, 40-29. Highmore Herald still with the lead, but they'll have to protect and continue to stay aggressive on the offensive end. Here's Scheid to Grace Knox, out to Maddie Knox. She wants three, looking for an answer, but that's no good. Gabriel will rebound. It's a good look for Maddie Knox, but it would not fall. Turkleson hesitates, out on the wing left side. Here's Jones, will force one up in traffic. 17-footer, no good. Jessen comes out of there with the rebound. Jones may have rushed that one a little bit. You kind of want to, at this point, if you're Phillip, you can still stay patient. You're still looking for good shots. Top of the key with it, Grace Knox. Mosier will fire a three, and she hits. And I was just going to say, if you're Highmore Herald, you may want to be a little more patient in your shot selection, but if you're going to make three-pointers, more power to you. Here's Lurs, who gets pushed away. A layup attempt from about 5 feet off the block. You're probably not going to make that shot, but Highmore Herald commits the foul anyway, and Letha Jessen has just picked up her fourth personal. For Highmore Herald, that is not good news. 4.5 minutes, still a lot of time left in this game. Lurs at the free throw line to shoot two, but the first one comes up short. Jessen will have to check out. Emily Scheid will join her. Westcott and Palmer, who are seemingly a package deal whenever they check in and check out, they're both back on. Second one for Copper Lures, no good. Back rim, long rebound. It's pulled down by Jones. Her putback, though, will not fall. And it's Highmore Herald with it now. Out of there with it, Mosier. Setting it up right to left. Grace Knox will have to play the post for the most part now. Out for a three, ball, no good. And Lures had it, and she is the last to touch it. Grace Knox giving chase as well. So, Pirates will inbound from the corner to our left on the near side. In it comes to Brooke Palmer. Maddie Knox with it now, looking to drive. She'll kick out. Westcott down to Palmer, back to Westcott. Halfway home, quarter number four here, 43-29. Pirates looking for an inside bucket, and Grace Knox provides. 45-29. Pirates back up by 16. Jones forces the issue and will drive into contact and pick up the foul. In the act of shooting here, and this will be 2-4 Grace Knox with her third personal foul. And again, Jones forcing the issue here, but she's gotten Grace Knox into her third foul. A little bit of foul trouble for Grace when you've already got Letha Jessen on the bench with four. Josie Jones misses the first of two here, though. Guess the point there, if you're Phillip, maybe continue to go after the bigs for Highmore Herald. Second free throw, no good. There's a lane violation anyway that went against Phillip. And the Pirates will take over. Again, 3:44 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Five in a row by the Pirates running right now as Phillip had gone from 20 down all the way down to 11. Good defense here for Allison Williams. It's a takeaway for the Scotties, and Quinn Turkleson, or rather Drew Turkleson, on the drive will score, and there's a foul to boot. Allison Williams there to impede the progress. Straight-up defense against Courtney Mosier driving up the backcourt. Foul is on Mosier, her third. Turkleson misses the free throw, but Ember Gabriel keeps it alive. Gabriel with another chance off of the miss of the three by Copper Lures, and Ember Gabriel providing a big play here. Phillip with another steal. Jones at half court, and a high dribble for Williams has to run it down. And the baseline back to Gabriel. Layup here too strong, but there's Turkleson for an offensive keep alive. Back into Gabriel once again. Now Jones looking for space, nowhere to go. She'll get it to Williams. Now Jones again for three. That's off the mark right side. Gabriel reaching for the rebound over the top of Grace Knox, and Ember Gabriel has just fouled out of the basketball game. Gabriel will finish with 6 points. It was a tough night for her, but I'll tell you what, a couple of offensive rebounds here lately. She wanted another one, but could not get to it. And it's Highmore Herald basketball. Once again, we've got a 12-point ball game. Still plenty of time. Just under 3 minutes to play. This is by far the most competitive basketball game that we've had here in Highmore today in the Action Club Classic. There's Brooke Palmer looking for a bunny. No good. Rebound tipped back to her. Can't get the put back, but Highmore Herald still controls. Maddie Knox inside. Letha Jessen is back in there, but her turnaround will not fall this time. Phillip down with a rebound. Allison Williams on the move. Back to Jones. Long two here. No good. Lurs rebounds. The putback on the spin is up. No good. And again, Highmore Herald down with it. Mosier quickly up the floor. Highmore Herald inside to Jessen off the left block. That is up and good. Jessen with another big night. 47-33. Jones inside to Williams, posting up, smaller player in the post, but it's tipped away from behind by Mosier, who gets the steal. Now under 2 minutes to go. Phillip continuing to try to push the issue. Here's Lurs, who gets a takeaway from Grace Knox on the top of the key. Lurs had to wait for everybody else to catch up. Nice pass, Turkelson inside, but Williams couldn't handle it. She tries to get it to Bryn Heltzel with an extra pass, and that is off of Heltzel's knee and out of bounds. So Phillip misses a golden opportunity there. Still a 14-point lead for Highmore Herald with a minute 40 to play. Quarter number four. Highmore boys against the Burt Cougars in our eighth and final game of the Action Club Classic coming up a little bit later on. Here's Palmer underneath. High off the glass with the foul. It falls through. A chance at a 3-point play for Brooke Palmer. Foul number seven for the Scotties. Just checking in was Diamond Lurs, and she'll pick up her first personal. As Brooke Palmer looks for the free throw. It is up and in and out. No good, but there is Letha Jessen around. The lady assigned to block her out, and she'll put it back up and in. Another second chance basket. Highmore Herald in the driver's seat. Now a steal up ahead, and that's a layup. Good for Letha Jessen, and Mike Ring will take a timeout so he can get some new people into this game. Highmore Herald now in the driver's seat, suddenly back to a 20-point lead. 53-33. Let's take a, do they need a 30-second break? It is a timeout called, but I think they're just doing for substitution. Still an AgTegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential with AgTegra. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Straight from the start. Acres ahead. Pirates will improve to 11-5 on the season. Phillip with a good fourth quarter surge, but they'll come up short and they'll fall to 8-8. And again, this last flurry by Highmore Herald really putting this one out of reach. But boy, the Scotties had this one down to as little as 11. There's a good drive here, and it is Allie Schofield, junior guard, in to the free throw line. Foul picked up from Kendall Cermak, 5'9" sophomore for Highmore Herald. Got 54 seconds to play in this game. First one from Schofield at the line, no good. See if we can figure out who's all in here for both teams. Cermak in for the Pirates, as we mentioned. Reagan Westcott is in there as well. Allie Schofield gets the second of two. Here come the Pirates. Up ahead, down to the baseline, and losing the dribble, but back into the hands of Schofield. And that'll be a takeaway for the Scotties, who pushes a pass up to Allie Spry, or Aylin Spry. But Spry unable to run that one down as that one was thrown into double coverage. Turnover number 18 for the Scotties. Emily Scheid with the basketball has to run the point, try to get it across the timeline. She will find Kennedy Effling, a 5'4 sophomore. Over to Westcott, down low. That was Cermak up to Scheid. Now, long two here. Effling unable to hit, but kept alive. Now, well, I take that back. That was Spry with a rebound. Phillip has it back with 15 seconds to go. See if they can get a final bucket down. 53-34. Here's a three ball short on the left side. The miss for Madison Reckling. Highmore Herald will be able to dribble it out. And there is your final horn. Final score in the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard. On their home floor, the Highmore Herald Lady Pirates defeat Phillip Scotties 53-34. The lot to farm machinery and equipment is available at Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier and online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll come back, get into the post game. We'll talk about, how this one went down. And among other things, we'll announce our big play of the game from Golden Buffalo and announce our CHS River Plains player of the game before we get going into the boys' half of this evening. Doubleheader from the Highmore Action Club Classic in Highmore. You're listening to High School Basketball on KPLO and DRGNews.com.
The Highmore Clinic welcomes new and established patients, offering wellness and acute care for all ages, including immunizations, lab testing, telehealth, and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available. Most major insurances are accepted. Call 852-2238 for the Highmore Clinic. Good luck this season, athletes. From the Highmore Clinic, assuring access to quality health care. Heartland State Bank is locally owned and serves South Dakotans with banks in Redfield, Tulare, Wessington, and Highmore. The friendly and knowledgeable staff of Heartland State Bank are ready to assist you with personal or commercial accounts and loan services. They also offer convenient online banking. And you can count on Heartland Financial Services to help you with all of your insurance needs. Home, auto, farm, crop, all insurances. Heartland State Bank and Heartland Financial Services Incorporated. Member FDIC.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 139 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkers and Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hyde County Memorial Auditorium has this one a little more competitive than some of the other ball games we've seen, but still just thanks to inefficient shooting by the Scotties, Highmore Herald was able to build a lead, eventually getting it up to about 20 at a couple of different junctures in the game. In fact, wins this one by 19, but still not a bad ball game. Phillip showed some life late in this one, hit a couple of threes, cut a 20-point deficit down to 11, but Highmore Herald running it away once again. 53-34, the final in this one, as the Pirates lead at all quarter breaks, 11-8 at the end of one, 24-9 at halftime. Phillip only with one free throw down in that second period on 0-for-9 shooting from the floor. Another 11-8 advantage in the third for the Pirates as they led 35-17. More scoring in that fourth quarter, but 18-17, the edge to the Pirates as they win it by 19, 53-34. Highmore Herald with 11 of 25 down on the floor in that second half. Overall, 20 of 53, and they hit seven threes in this game in 20 out of 20 tries. And I might take that back and say six out of 20 instead. Five of those threes from Courtney Mosier, 5 of 9 for the Pirates from the free throw line. The leading scorers are for Highmore Herald with 3 in double figures. We'll go to Letha Jessen with 18 points. Another good, strong inside game for Letha. Courtney Mosier with those 5 threes and 15 points. Also Grace Knox with 12 points. Then you've got Emily Scheid, Maddie Knox, and Brooke Palmer with 2 points apiece for the Pirates. As for Phillip, 8 of 29 on the floor. Better shooting in that second half, but still a little bit of a lower percentage than what they're hoping for. 12 of 51 overall in the game. They hit four threes in 12 tries, and they struggle. 6 of 21 at the free throw line. Scotties will be led by Copper Lures with nine points. Ember Gabriel with 6 points, 5 points apiece for Drew Turkelson off the bench, for Josie Jones and for Allison Williams. All three of those young ladies had three-pointers tonight. And then 2 points for Quinn Turkelson, and then one free throw down for Allie Schofield and for Carly Coyle. 53-34 your final. Highmore Herald with a 37-31 rebounding advantage. Phillip, though, on the offensive side, gets a 12-11 edge. And then the Scotties turned it over 18 times with Highmore Herald coughing it up 16. But Highmore Herald dishes out 16 assists compared to just 4 for Phillip. There's a big part of your ball game there with the assists, the ball movement, and the finishes for Highmore Herald, the big difference in this game. 53-34, our final. And it's kind of what we're going to talk about when we talk about big plays in this game. The big plays in our broadcast are brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino, where you can play big. And we'll hear from them momentarily, but let's just expand on that. Letha Jessen inside was a big deal. It was going to be a big challenge for Phillip in this game. Now, Jessen didn't shoot for a great percentage, but she did lead the way with about 18 points. And Grace Knox and, of course, Courtney Mosier's three-point shooting as well. But the three-point shooting also heated up for the Pirates in that second half. Mosier was a big key in that run, as especially in that second quarter. She was the one that kind of got Highmore Herald starting to run away with this in what was a tight ball game. But those are some big plays in this game. I'd say you'd look at those 2 3-pointers in the second period as maybe the biggest plays in the game, because Phillips started pressing a little bit. They got down by double figures, could not keep up. And the final in this one, 53-34, thanks in part to those big plays of the game brought to you by Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. We'll hear from them. Let's hear from CHS River Plains. We're back in a minute to announce our CHS River Plains player of the game here in the girls' half of our evening doubleheader. And Highmore on KPLO.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
KPLO is bringing you high school sports action every week, and CHS River Plains is bringing you the player of the game all season long. When will rivals go head-to-head? Who will make it out of the regular season? Tune into KPLO to find out which game we're bringing you next, or visit drgnews.com for schedule details. CHS River Plains, your proud sponsor of the player of the game on KPLO, helping you own every day.
CHS River Plains, as we take a look at big player of the game candidates and the losing cause for the Phillips Scotties, led by Copper Lures with 9 points. Tough night shooting, though, especially inside the arc for Copper. She had 2 field goals down, but scored 4 points from the free throw line as well. Of course, she's all over the court this evening, and I was a little impressed with Drew Turkelson, the young eighth grader off the bench, in what little time she played in the second half. But just not enough offense, mostly, for Phillip tonight. You certainly have candidates for the Highmore Herald Pirates. I know Darren has done a handful of Highmore Herald games. We try to spread the wealth a little bit, at least for player of the game candidates. So we're going to look deeper down the lineup in spite of Letha Jessen's 18 points and those 15 points from Courtney Mosier. I believe I know that Courtney's got a T-shirt this year as well. Grace Knox with 12 points, but I'm going to go with something else outside of the scoring column that was, I thought, pretty big for the Highmore Herald Pirates. Maddie Knox scores 2 points, in fact, both from the free throw line. Didn't have a great night shooting, but she did pull down 12 rebounds. To me, I believe that is team leading, and, game high leading as well. Another good job in support for the rest of the Highmore Herald squad, where they had the big three in scoring. But Maddie Knox is a good example of why everybody needs to contribute for a basketball team. She is our player of the game, sponsored by CHS River Plains, as they serve cities throughout Central South Dakota. So that'll put a cap on this first half of the Highmore Herald doubleheader here on KPLO. The boys will take on the Burke Cougars coming up. Before we get going into the pregame of that contest, we remind you, on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, they say slow down and think twice in case of ice in the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Let's pause for 60 seconds, and we're into the boys' half of the doubleheader, Highmore Herald and the Burke Cougars, coming up next with John Neff in studio. I'm Brian Oakland. This is High School Basketball on KPLO and DRGNews.com.